Chapter 3 A Very Strange Race. Alice the mouse and all the other animals and birds sat in a circle. They were sad because they were cold and wet after their long swim.
How can we get dry?
They asked each other. They all started to think of ideas.
Sit down and listen to me,
cried the mouse after a while.
I'll give you a long history lesson. By the time I've finished, we'll be dry.
I hope he's right, thought Alice.
She was very cold and wet, and she did not want to be ill. But the parrot said,
We don't need a history lesson, thank you. Did you speak?
Asked the mouse in an important voice.
No,
said the parrot quickly. All the animals and birds sat down and looked at the mouse.
Are you all ready?
The mouse said. Then he started his history lesson, but the other animals did not listen. After a few minutes, he asked Alice,
How are you now, my dear?
I'm still cold and wet, Alice replied sadly.
The dodo, who was a large, important-looking bird, stood up.
I know a good way to get dry, he said. We can have a race.
A race? Asked Alice. What sort of race?
I'll show you, replied the dodo. First, we need a racetrack.
He drew a large circle on the ground.
It can be any shape, he said, but a circle is as good as anything.
Then the dodo said,
We're ready now. Let's start the race.
But you haven't told us the rules yet, cried Alice. All races have rules. Where's the start? Where's the finish?
Oh, there are no rules, said the dodo. Now, stand on the track. Anywhere you like. Go!
And so the race began. Some of the animals and birds started to run round the circle, but others waited for a few minutes. When they wanted to, they stopped running.
This is a very strange race. How will we know when it's over?
Wondered Alice.
And how will we know who's the winner?
The race continued. After about half an hour, the animals and birds were all dry again.
The race is over,
the dodo called out. All the animals and birds crowded round the dodo.
Who won the race?
They asked excitedly.
Tell us, who won?
The dodo did not answer. He stood very still with his beak in his hand, and they all waited silently. Then he cried,
Everyone has won! Everyone gets a prize!
They all thought about this.
Who will give the prizes?
Asked the duck. The dodo pointed his finger at Alice.
"She'll do it,"
he said. Everyone crowded round Alice, calling out,
"Prizes! Prizes! Give us our prizes!"
"What should I do?" thought Alice. "I don't have any prizes."
She put her hand into her pocket.
"I hope there's something in here," she thought.
Luckily, she found a little box of sweets. They were still dry, and there were enough for everyone. She gave a sweet to each animal and bird. Then the mouse pointed to Alice and said,
"She must have a prize too."
"You're quite right,"
replied the dodo. He turned to Alice.
"Is there anything else in your pocket?"
he asked. Alice put her hand in her pocket again.
"There's only a button,"
she replied sadly.
"A button isn't a very good prize."
But the dodo said,
"Give it to me."
Everyone crowded round Alice again as the dodo gave her the button. Then they all cheered. Alice wanted to laugh because the prizes, like the race, were very silly. But she did not. She thanked the dodo politely. Then the animals and birds ate their sweets. When they finished, they asked the mouse to tell them a story.
"You can tell your story about why you hate cats and dogs so much," said Alice to the mouse. "You promised to tell me."
The mouse turned to Alice and sighed.
"My tail is very long and very sad," he said.
Alice looked at his tail.
"It is very long,"
she agreed.
"But why is it sad? I don't understand."
The mouse did not reply. He started to tell his tale. Alice was not listening properly because she was still thinking about his tail. The mouse stopped speaking and turned to her.
"You're not listening to me,"
he said angrily.
"What are you thinking about?"
"I'm sorry," said Alice. "I'm thinking about your tail. You must tell us why it's sad."
"I will not,"
cried the mouse.
"Did you say not?"
asked Alice.
"Where is it? Is it in your tail? I'll untie it for you."
She was a helpful child and could tie her own shoelaces. But the mouse was very angry now.
"You're talking nonsense,"
he cried.
"I won't listen to any more."
He stood up and walked away.
"Please come back, mouse,"
said Alice.
"I'm sorry if I upset you. Come back and finish your story."
"Yes, come back,"
said all the other animals and birds. But the mouse shook his head and ran off. The animals and birds sighed. Alice thought about her cat.
"I wish Dinah was here,"
she said.
"She could bring the mouse back."
"Who's Dinah?"
asked the parrot.
"Oh, she's my dear cat," cried Alice. She's very good at catching mice. She catches birds too, and then she eats them.
The birds were not very happy about this. They quickly started to leave. The eagle said,
I must go home now. This cold air makes me ill.
Come on, my dears,
the duck called to her ducklings.
It's time for bed.
The animals went too, and soon Alice was all alone.
The trouble started when I told them about Dinah,
Alice said to herself.
My new friends don't like her, but she's the best cat in the world. I don't understand. Oh, my dear Dinah, will I ever see you again?
Alice started to cry because she felt so sad and lonely. Then she heard little footsteps and she quickly dried her eyes. She was smiling now.
The mouse is coming back, she thought. He's not angry now, and he's coming back to finish his story.